This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news headlines first. Finance Minister and Government Spokesperson Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada says government adopting utmost alertness to avoid the impact of coronavirus on country's economy. Government to operate concessional shops in 5 places of Kathmandu Valley from today to ensure smooth supply of Delhi essentials. Tribhuvan University postponed all examinations until further notice. Public Service Commission also postponed all its examinations. Corona death toll in Italy surpasses China and India hangs for perpetrators of the 2012 Delhi Nirbhaya rape case. Now the news in detail. Minister for Finance and Communications and Information Technology Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has said the government has adopted utmost alertness to avoid impact of the coronavirus pandemic on national economy. Speaking at a press meet organized at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology yesterday, Minister Dr. Khatiwada said the government would not let to have impact of the virus except in the tourism sector. Minister Dr. Khatiwada also said the government arranged the security of the workers and necessary raw materials to ensure the smooth operation of the national industries in coordination of the local and provincial governments. Talking about the measure to address the possible effects of the national economy, Minister Dr. Khatiwada said the government would provide jobs to those who lost jobs due to virus infection under the Prime Minister Employment Programme. Answering the media's person's questions, Minister Dr. Khatiwada said the government would not lay to have any negative impact on the educational calendar despite shut down of the educational institutions till April 12. Also speaking at the press meet, Industry, Commerce and Supply Minister Lekaraj Bhatra called for everyone's cooperation, assuring of government's provision to address the need of people and stop the coronavirus outbreak. He urged the media persons to disseminate factual news about the virus. He also said the government had managed the supply of Delhi essentials and regular market monitoring to stop black marketing. Minister Bhatta also informed that the government would operate concessional shops in 5 places of Kathmandu Valley to ensure smooth supply of Delhi essentials. Meantime, the Member Secretary of the Coronavirus Prevention and Control High-Level Coordination Committee and Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Minister Narayan Prasad Bidari said the provision had been made whoever gets coronavirus infection would be treated by the same country where they are living. The government has closed all examinations of Tribhuvan University scheduled to begin from today until further notice. Public Service Commission has also closed all its examinations. Likewise, the government has decided to suspend the training conducted by the educational institutions as well as programs run by consultancies until April 12 following the suspension of the secondary education examination and the pre-scheduled examination of the universities. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology gave this information in the context of implementing the decision of COVID-19 Infection Prevention and Control High-Level Coordination Committee. Health desks have been set up at Nepal-India border points of State 2 in order to prevent spread of the coronavirus. The State Health Directorate informed the health help desks had been set up at Roxol of Birgans, Birganjia of Rautahard, Sonbarsha of Sarlahi, Bitamod and Maitihani of Mahotari, Jathai of Thanusa, Madar and Thadi of Sirahan, Kunovli and Chinamasta of Saptari, among other border points. Similarly, isolation wards had been arranged at Gazendra Narayan Singh Sagarmatha Hospital in Rasbiras, National Medical College in Birganj, Janaki Medical College in Janakpur and Provincial Hospital in Janakpur, Narayan Hospital and Birganj Hospital in the province. The Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee under the House of Representatives has issued a 10-point directive to the government to prevent possible outbreak of the coronavirus. the meeting of the committee yesterday, issued the directives including making arrangement of intensive care units and isolation wards at health institutions across the country as per the population density, providing medical equipment to test coronavirus and making arrangement to stock medicines. The meeting also directed the government to launch public awareness program immediately through media across the nation by soliciting management aspects of China in dealing with the COVID-19. The committee asked the Home and Industry, Commerce and Supply Ministries to stop black marketing of different goods, including daily essentials. The Federal Parliament has begun to take the temperature of lawmakers before entering into the Parliament. The Federal Parliament's medical team took the temperature of National Assembly members with the help of thermometer gun before entering into the medical hall in Federal Parliament building New Banishore yesterday. The meeting also urged to adopt safety measures to be safe from the COVID-19 pandemic. Likewise, the Federal Parliament meeting scheduled for yesterday was suspended until 26th March. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक एन्ड अगेन वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द रेस्ट अफ द अपडेट्स ऑन द 60th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and the Republic of the Union of Myanmar, President Vidyadevi Bhandari and President of Myanmar Win Myint exchanged messages of felicitations expressing happiness over the state of Nepal-Myanmar bilateral relations. Likewise, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and State Councillor of Myanmar Aung San Suu Kyi also exchanged messages of felicitations. In the messages, the leaders of the two countries expressed their commitment to further strengthen bilateral relations based on mutual trust, understanding and cooperation. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. India has hanged four men who were convicted for the rape and murder of a young woman on a bus in New Delhi in 2012 in a case that shocked the world and shamed the country over its appalling record for crimes against women. The men were executed this morning in Tihar Jail on the outskirts of the capital. Hundreds of police were deployed outside the jail to control a crowd that waited to celebrate the execution of the men for the attack that shone a spotlight on women's safety across India. Some held placards that read "Justice for Women" and "Hang the Culprits." The crime, which happened on the night of 16th December 2012, sparked massive protests and global outrage. The victim was dubbed Nirbhaya, the fearless one, by the Indian press as he could not be named under Indian law. The world's richest nation poured unprecedented aid into the global economy as coronavirus cases ballooned in the new epicenter, Europe, with the number of deaths in Italy outstripping those in mainland China where the virus originated. With over 42,000 infections and nearly 10,000 deaths, the epidemic has stunned the world and drawn comparisons with painful periods such as World War II, the 2008 financial crisis and the 1918 Spanish flu. UN Chief Antonio Guterres warned that a global recession, perhaps of record dimensions, was a near certainty. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Finance Minister and Government Spokesperson Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara says government adopting utmost alertness to avoid impact of coronavirus on country's economy. Government to operate concessional shops in 5 places of Kathmandu Valley from today to ensure smooth supply of daily essentials. Through one university postpone all examinations until further notice. Public Service Commission also postpone all its examinations. Corona death toll in Italy surpasses China and India. Hangs four perpetrators of the 2012 Delhi Nirbhaya rape case. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.